Yeah, I'm kind of curious, now that you've transitioned away from full-time work in the fashion industry, what are some ways that you still find yourself kind of plugging into what's going on in Dallas fashion?
Well, this is very interesting, Nat, because I have unplugged. I think, as you can see, the fact that this is what I have on to talk to you about my career in fashion. It's like, and I'm looking down, not only is it just like mountain wear, but it's like got kitten hair all over it because I've got my foster kitten. I mean, I thought I would never remember when it was like, okay, retiring. And when we met with the financial advisor and he was like, well, how much money do you think you need every month? And I was like, well, I don't even want to tell you. I said something like, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 a month to spend on clothes. And I really thought I did. And then it was like, oh, I don't have a place to wear this stuff anymore. And now that we're going to Wyoming for like, first it was 2 months, then it was 3 months, this time it was 5 months. I have unplugged. And not only that, but it has almost become a little bit like stuff that seemed very, very, very important to me at one time now seems a little silly. So I have whatever bridge that is, it has been crossed. And I still shop, but I shop from cool, interesting, random little places kind of here and there, much more personal, much more one of a kindy kind of, I have zero interest in what is the latest it bag, like zero. I would rather talk to you about an intellectual historic perspective on fashion. I'm still interested in clothes, but that sort of capital F fashion that's just about driving change and more. It's just like I'm very happy to have jumped off of that hamster wheel.